Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The human rights monitoring organization Amnesty International reports that hundreds of Azeri Iranians have been arrested by Iranian authorities since May. The arrests were made in connection with demonstrations by Azeri Iranians, marking the anniversary of protests held in May 2006, protests that were brutally suppressed by Iran's security services. The protests were sparked by the publication of a cartoon in a state-run newspaper depicting a cockroach speaking in the Azeri language. Fakhteh Zamani, the head of the Canada-based Defense of Azerbaijani Political Prisoners in Iran, says that many of the detained were later released after promising not to take part in the anniversary demonstrations. About 100 or more Azeri Iranians are in detention or missing. Among those detained are Azeri cultural rights activists Hassan Azadi, Ali Sadeki, Hojiat Taverdian, Akbar Hosseinzadeh, Ahad Razavi, Amir Mohammed Banai Sadek, and Ashgar Akbarzadeh. Ms. Zamani said the detainees have reportedly been abused by Iranian authorities.
They are kept incommunicado. There are no charges against them. There have reports that some of the tortured are in immediate need of medical treatment.
Ms. Zamani says the detentions are a violation of Iran's constitution, which permits peaceful demonstrations. She says Iranian authorities often harass or intimidate family members of detainees.
They don't notify the families. When families are looking for these activists, they are threatened.
Ethnic Azeris compose about one quarter of Iran's population. According to the U.S. State Department's Human Rights Report, Azeri Iranians complain of ethnic and linguistic discrimination, including banning the Azeri language in schools, harassing Azeri activists or organizers, and changing Azeri geographic names. The right of ethnic minorities to the free expression of their cultural heritage, including their language, is a fundamental human right. Iran's rulers should respect that right and release ethnic Azeris and other Iranian prisoners of conscience.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.